So Ty tribute, Only One Night. Though, what's going on, everybody? This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Wednesday. Today is Wind Down Wednesday. Listen, y'all, it's gloomy outside. It's raining down here in the south. We almost in Miami, but I called back home yesterday and they said it was raining up north in Atlanta, North Atlanta, and Switchville is the south. Like, you know, the traffic is kind of rough. Like, people, please slow down, pay attention, get off your phones, you know, try to meditate before you start driving. I just want to encourage people to start bracing yourself and paying attention. Today's podcast is going to be called Bracing Yourself. The reason why I picked this podcast, because a lot of times that title is because a lot of times we don't brace ourselves. We just go off a humbug and don't realize that if we would have braced ourselves, meaning like, you know, take a step back to evaluate things and to know exactly what it is before we make a decision. We have to brace ourselves in a lot of different ways in life, with life, health, strength, death. Just, you know, our children, just everyday life, traffic, a lot of different things that we have to brace ourselves on emotionally, mentally, and physically. We just have to brace ourselves. We have to take our time. We have to be, take our time with ourselves. The most part of it is like bracing yourself for about different things that you have already experienced in life, and it's really rough. And I know it can be rough sometimes, but we do have to always tell ourselves, hey, listen, a lot of times all these different things, trials and tribulations that we have been through, it was because of us. These are things, decisions that we made. We didn't brace ourselves before we made a decision. Now, I'm not talking about the things that other people created because we don't have the control over other people. Even if we, you know, try to encourage people to do things differently, that we have to tell ourselves, listen, that, you know, you don't have control over other people and their decisions. So you just have to brace yourself and embrace whatever it is that is going on in life. I want to talk about the point about dealing with death when, you know, trying to brace yourself dealing with losing a loved one. And the main thing is within that, can't nobody tell you how to heal or how to feel. Only thing that I encourage you to do is to brace yourself within the situation, because this is something that none of us have control over. You know, we don't have control over when someone passes away. We can sit back and we can pray and we can hope and wish for the best. But, you know, my grandmother was all, and granddaddy them used to always tell me, hey, when it's your time, it's your time. I always question that, because the simple fact is that, like, did God create a time for all of us to transition? What about people that pass on, that be in accidents and stuff? Like, we don't think about the whole big picture. We just live off of a humbug and we just go for an emotional standpoint instead of what is reality is. Reality is all of us have to transition one day. We just have to brace ourselves, meaning like cope ourselves throughout the situation. And there's nothing maybe no one can say nor do in order to try to make you heal any faster or whatever the case may be. Some people heal fast. Some people don't heal as fast, meaning like they're not coping with it within themselves. I know when my grandmother passed away, I was still crying days and days after, and it tears me up now within the situation, because I miss her butt. I miss her. I miss her giggling, laughing, and stuff like that. But I can remember, like, go back through pictures and stuff like that, and just remember good times that me and her done had together, singing old hymns and stuff like that. And that helps me, you know. Some people, that they don't allow it to help them. Just like within the point, we always encourage people that, hey, everything is going to be all right. I'm here to tell you today and any other day, or whatever, things are not going to be all right unless you make them all right, especially when you're dealing with you. You can sit back, people can encourage you and say everything's going to be all right, but until you make that necessary decision to make things all right, it's not going to be all right. And meaning like that, within that, your mental, you know, your mental, we can encourage you, we can love on you, we can, you know, check on you and stuff like that, until you except the point that, hey, this person is transitioning on, or someone that you love close has transitioned on or going to transition on. That doesn't mean you're going to have to realize that, hey, listen, this was that person's time to go, you know. I know that sounds very far-fetched within that, but it's just the reality of it, because all of us has to transition or die or whatever one day in time, and we never know the time or the hour. We just have to brace ourselves within that. We have to brace ourselves even with the point about having children. Something that is just profound, you know. Life is so profound and it's so encouraging and it's so loving. But we still have to brace ourselves, because we got another whole human being that's coming that we have to nurture and love and give good encouragement and give them good direction and to be able to answer for, you know. I wish I had the tools then that I have now, because my life would have been a lot bit different. But I tell you, I appreciate my life. I don't appreciate all the trials, because don't nobody understand my trials. But I do appreciate some of my trials, because they taught me to be a better person. You know, you just got to brace yourself in life with jobs and dealing with people or whatever, and just interacting with people, dealing with people's personality. You don't know what another person has went through at that night before when they came to work, or you just have to brace yourself. You have to brace yourself. You have to think two or three times before you decide to respond to certain things, or within the point of making a decision. Because I'm gonna tell you something, you mess around and you don't brace yourself or have a second or a third thought, it'll create to the point of your emotional self will respond to the point of how that person tried to attack you, and the different pains that you have went through before throughout life or different experiences, those, all those right there come in as one, and then bam, you done made an unlucky hit, you know, made an unlucky thought, you know, and all this other stuff. So people don't think about those whole, the big picture when it comes down to stuff like that, because they be so caught up in the emotional standpoint. Case in point, this morning we had a delivery, and the guy that we got there was kind of gloomy. Like I said, it was gloomy. It was raining a little bit, or hadn't been raining or whatever. And we got there kind of early. And my husband, he walked into the place or whatever, you know. I don't know what my whole, what his whole thing, because me, I'm the type of person, I try to meditate before I start my day to become aligned. And I can't necessarily say that my husband was totally aligned within himself, because he, the way that he responded. So the guy was like being a butthole and telling him like, we go to these places all the time. And the guy was like, hey, listen, you know, you need to get out the warehouse, so and so, this and that, there, whatever. And they were making it, first of all, they were making a big deal about, hey, you don't, we don't supposed to receive this, the delivery don't supposed to go here. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. You know, I said, yeah, this is the warehouse, so-and-so, this and that there. Then, and that's what the point of the session come in at, and within the point of bracing yourself, because if I wasn't centered, then I'd have been like, I could have responded crazily, you know, but I didn't. You know, I braced myself. I evaluated the situation. I looked at my paperwork, and I just told them, hey, this is their stuff. If they want it, they want it. They don't, they don't. Like that. So I guess they said, well, damn, she don't care if we get this stuff or not. No, it's not that. It's just that sometimes some responses that you have to give people, or they're expecting you to give, you don't have to do that. You know, that's why it's good to keep yourself centered, as into one, and to brace yourself within different decisions. So lo and behold, a few minutes later, they was like, hey, this is our stuff, go such and such, this here and that there. That was one encounter. My husband walked into the warehouse, and the guy was being a butt. The guy was like, you know, go outside, you know, this is not what it is, so and so, this here and that there, whatever. So my husband's like, I just came back outside because God told me I need to come out the door, because he don't know this, we don't supposed to be getting this stuff. And he was being real obnoxious. And I told my husband, I said, hey, come here, let me tell you something. Like, you don't have to respond to how ignorant people be. And it's really sad that it's that way sometimes. But then you have to think about the point that, hey, you're just meeting this person, or maybe you have had an encounter with this person before, and that person is just having a bad day. So, hey, what if my husband was having a bad day within the situation? So you have to get to the point of thinking about the whole big picture. I said, hey, listen, don't let nobody else steal your joy. He was like, baby, you know, everybody don't respond like you. No, they don't respond like me, but I have to make sure that I keep myself centered so I don't act out of character and cause a big old ruckus within myself. Because guess what? If I run my blood pressure up, I'm the one got to go to the hospital, not that other person. So with that being said, my husband, he walked off, and then the guy, he came back out and started talking to him. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then it came to the point that I guess the universe was saying, hey, they're not in for this today, or the point of dealing with anger and somebody else's demise or whatever another person's going to. So they sent a whole nother guy out, an older guy. He was nice. He was smiling and so forth and so on. I said that to tell you this. You got to think about the whole big picture when you're dealing with other individuals. Everybody don't feel and live the same. So with that being said, you have to brace yourself with other people, and when you encounter other people, you know, I tell people all the time, life is life and out here, you know, and it's because this is things that we have created. And so the things that we have and created, we have to embrace ourselves so to the repercussions of what might happen. You know, you might deal with somebody with a good behavior, good sound mind and heart and soul and spirit. Or you might deal with somebody that went through hell last night and then you got to deal with their encounter for that day. You got to just brace yourself. You got to brace yourself in a lot of different things. You got to brace yourself within the point of your health. Because if you're overweight, you're underweight, or if you're not exercising or whatever the case may be, you got to realize that the point, it took time for you to become unhealthy. So it's going to take a time for you in order for you to get back to the basics of where your body supposed to naturally heal itself. Brace yourself. Brace yourself with everything that's in life, you know. You can't control other people. The things that you don't have no control of over or whatever, you just try to encourage to the point for things to be better. But if it don't get no better, hey, you got to brace yourself to whatever decision that another person has made. That's just life, period, you know. There's so many different things that we encounter we don't understand. Another thing is people that get stuck into different situations of different trials and tribulations that they done been through or whatever demise that they have used in order to try to destroy themselves. So a lot of different people out here get stuck in something. They get so accustomed to doing things that doesn't make any sense or become comfortable within them different situations. I tell people all the time, even on my podcast, with different things, when I'm talking to you all, that, hey, listen, you got to think about it. It's you against you. It's not you against nobody else. Some people think of it being that way, but it's not. That's not the way that it is. It's you against you. You have to fuel and encourage you. True enough, it's a perk that you get it from other people, but a lot of times you need to give that to yourself. Embrace yourself and encourage yourself in order for you to do better. When you recognize that you have done something for a long period of time and it is wrong, or whatever, it's okay for you to say, hey, listen, that was wrong. I need to try to change. And whatever baby steps that you need to do. But don't get to the point that you become stuck and you stay there too long and you get comfortable within the situation. Case in point, like with a lot of different people that are single. And I'm not peeking or poking at people that are single because some people just want to be left alone. Or what they want to live their life and be left alone. But you got a lot of people out here that are yearning for a relationship or a mate. But they have become so accustomed to it in their own era and not realize that they need to heal themselves. I said, if me and my husband now ever was to separate, I want to heal myself completely. And meaning that to the point, the best of my knowing how, I can't say completely. Because life is an everyday living thing and things are different every day. So with that being said, like, I would want to make sure that I'm totally healed before I get in a relationship, even to the point of having any type of sexual encounter or dating or anything. I live my life by not healing, just going to the next situation and not realizing that. Before my husband now, within a situation, yes, it was a break for me with being in a relationship, but I'm going to tell you something. I learned this to the point that, hey, I need to start encountering and healing me. And you never could go wrong with that because we all have flaws and we all make mistakes and bad decisions. So with that being said, I want to heal my flaws. I want to get rid of the things that I do that cause a demise to my universe, which is in within me, my realm, my everyday life of living. I want to be a better me. And the best way for me to be a better me is to allow myself to become centered. My soul as well as my flesh to become centered as one. So I can be able to make good sound decisions. So I don't have to be regretting like, hey, I made that type of decision. I don't want to regret of saying things that I didn't mean to say. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times that we don't realize that some of the words that we say to each other or even to ourselves causes us to be more destructive than we supposed to be. I learned that to the point of Ayana Fix My Life or whatever the case may be. It's all about what you tell yourself or how you look at yourself. And we got to do better within that. So you brace yourself. Take baby steps. Do things that make sense. There's things that empowers you. Things that you don't have no control over or whatever. You have to just accept it and try to deal with it. Bracing yourself. Try to make good decisions in order to how you're going to deal with it. Things that causes you demise and destruction or whatever the case may be, get rid of it. Hey, listen, this is something that is destroying me and my universe and everything that's around me. So I don't need to keep trying to fuel that. I no longer want to do that. Things that happened in the past within me, get rid of it. Yeah, true to point, you're going to always remember different encounters in life. But at the same time, you no longer live there. You're no longer making those type of decisions. You're no longer doing those type of things. So stop beating yourself up. I just encourage you to brace yourself in order for you to be a better you. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, talking to you about embracing yourself. Y'all have a good day.